Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
Okay. Patting my chin.
He hit his chin off the mic.
Dancing to the jingle. Okay, this is actually the last one this week because of the long weekend. So let's get our teeth stuck into it, okay? It says,
there's
hey
no
guys.
Dilemma tomorrow.
No, we're going to do cheese, no cheese for the long weekend tomorrow.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. I went on a first date last night and I'm still shook. He's a nice guy, good looking, sound. And I did think he was funny from the messages we had back and forward before we met. But the date has made me question it a bit. He wasn't rude, I'd say, just weird. He likes movies, clearly. Here's an idea of what happened. He went to the toilet and he stood up and he said, I'll be back, and laughed at himself. The waitress came over to take her order and he said, you talking to me? Laughed at himself. I like this guy.
Me too.
I said I had to call my mom just to see if my dog was okay, and he said, E.T. phone home. And last, one of the night was when the bill came and he shouted out way too loudly, so loud that people were looking, show me the money! I'm not sure it's an ick, but it is something. Should I call it quits? I'm not sure I can handle any more movie quotes.
Oh my God, I love him. I really feel, and I've said this before, that if I was single in the morning and I was going on the apps and going out for dates, I think I would baffle whoever was sitting opposite me for a start. Like, it takes a while to... I'm an acquired taste, yeah. I would say. I just think this is a funny guy.
Is
who
he?
Was probably a little bit nervous on his first date, trying to impress you, likes to quote from movies. I don't think he's doing any harm. Like, if that's the worst thing that somebody could do, if he's funny, like...
Is he funny, though? I mean, okay, you might be amused. Like, the thing is, I remember our old colleague Vinny used to say this on The Dilemma, if someone embarrasses you on a date, that's it.
But what's embarrassment,
but he said she was embarrassed when he was shouting, show me the money, and everyone was looking.
I think this comes back to the type of person that you are, though, in terms of what you find embarrassing. Mm. And as we know, and you and Vinny would obviously be very similar in that vein, that, like, your tolerance for...
Yeah, it's
a
low.
Like,
it's low.
Yeah, very
low.
My heart is so low. That, you know, it depends on who you are as a person. Like, I am very much YOLO. I don't really worry about what other people think anymore. And that's not to say that you're rude or anything, but if you're having a laugh, what harm are you doing to anybody?
It's very harmless.
Yeah, it really is. And it's actually, do you know what this comes down to? Very seriously, it comes down to a personality thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not going to see the funny side of this, then he's not for you. Mm. But there are plenty of people that would go out with someone like that, i.e. me probably, and would find this hysterical,
you know,
and would
do?
Probably join in.
I know you do. For ahead of the second date, you'd have your own little list.
Yeah.
To get in there before him.
I think it's compatibility. And I really think that, like, there is a lot to be said for letting go of your inhibitions in terms of what you find embarrassing.
Yeah.
I think there's a real freedom in that. I think even the term embarrassment, like, what, that's all relative. That doesn't mean that, like, he's an eejit. It just means he's somebody who likes to have a laugh, and he's having a laugh, and he was probably trying to make her laugh, and she didn't see the funny side. This would not be the guy for you.
Okay.
I'm asking you.
No, probably not. I would just go,
yeah. Mm.
Like, I find it hard to make myself laugh when he does it. You know, that kind of way.
But think about it, right? You've managed to, you've coped with me very well.
Yeah.
And you've gotten used to my ways. And,
yeah.
And so do you still feel...
You're
like
embarrassing in a totally different way.
Go on, elaborate.
No, just, you know, you're chatting to everyone and you're life and soul and, you know, that's you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what's
nothing wrong with
but
it.
Why do you mean in a different way? Because he's just doing that. He's probably trying to be the life and soul as well.
Yeah, it's not working.
Okay.
Okay, let's get some thoughts on this. 085-102-9103. She's being a bit harsh on him. She says he's weird. Or do you think, look, he's just having a bit of crack and she should go for it and have a second date? Give us your thoughts.
Lauren, talk to us, darling girl. Would this bother you?
100%. I've second-hand embarrassment for this poor girl.
Oh.
Okay, all right. You get it. You understand where she's coming from.
100%. Like, if she couldn't see the funny side in it, I really don't think he's for her.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She needs to let him off to the wild to find some other movie.
What about the whole suggestion? A few people texting us that, look, this is just maybe nerves on the first date.
Probably is nerves, but like she said herself, like it doesn't seem like normal behavior. So I don't think I really don't think she'll be able to see past it.
Okay.
It's like he's not her person if she can't like find the funny side in something that I think is absolutely hilarious. Yeah. Like, if this happened to you on a date, how would you react? Would you just run?
I'd roll with it for the end of the date, and that would be it. I'd be sending a nice message the next day saying, I had a great time, but you're not for me.
Okay.
Best of luck in the future. Yeah.
And then end with a movie quote.
Some kind of movie quote. At the end.
Some kind of movie quote, yeah.
My heart will go on. All right, thanks a million, darling. Have a good day. Bye.
Mind yourself. Okay, let's take one more voice note. Jim was on to us on this.
Look, Daily Dilemma. At the end of the day, he doesn't come across as a serial killer. She said he seemed okay, he seemed nice. The only thing that she was a bit off-putting about was the coats and stuff, so she's not sure. Go on another date. Go on a second date, find out, make your decision then. Simple.
I think very much on Jim's side. Okay. I think there's a life where you can just kind of maybe let go a little bit, and if she's able to do that and she thinks he's a nice guy and good looking, just go for it.
Go for it.
Yeah.